Yeah, I don't know, coating or so.
You can call it sauce or dip or anything.
Well, I wouldn't have any idea on that. I ain't that far advanced.
If somebody is sneaking around, taking food between meals, what do you call that? Gonna go catch
snack.
That's the only thing you'd call it? A snack?
Oh yeah, just a snack. Or a snack or lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Usually between 9:30 and 10 o'clock, that's the Dutch method.
9:30 and 10 o'clock is what?
It is a regular Dutch method, it's coffee time.
Uh-huh. When do you usually, what are the usual eating hours?
Oh, around 12 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, and in the morning, why, it's usually around 6:30.
What do you call the different meals?
Oh, breakfast and dinner and supper, that's all.
Uh-huh.
That's,
yeah. Okay. If you're gonna, let's see, I think you said you drank coffee yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, oh yes.
What do you call it when you take the coffee grounds and make, or I don't want to say this, when you prepare coffee, what? How do you describe that?
Of course, I don't have any coffee here. I don't know how you would describe it.
Well, in the restaurant, does
in the restaurant there? Why, I suppose according to their formula, so many spoons to a filling in a water.
Uh huh. You say that? Well, would you say though that they make coffee or that they boil coffee or cook coffee?
Yeah,
or
is
what?
The coffee boiled, or if it ain't boiled, well, it ain't ready. That's all.
Okay. Did you ever have something that's made out of apples? Sort of like an apple pie, only sort of deep dish. Yeah, anything like that?
Well, my mother, no. Yeah, she used to make apple dumplings or something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And then she used to dry the apples and put them in a small flour bag or so.
Mm-hmm.
Hang them up and keep them dry.
Did you have a name for those?
That's just dried apples.
You didn't call them snits or anything?
No. And then you see the Dutch in, of course, mostly a winter meal, and a lot of farmers had their own apples, and like my mother, she used to dry apples.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the winter time, why, of course, when it gets cooler, you know, why, a little heavier meals and dried apples and potatoes mixed.
Uh-huh.
And then probably a sausage in there, you know, well, that was your meal for the day, for the noon hour.
Mm-hmm. Did you call that anything when she mixed the potatoes and the...
No, that's, just apples, that's all.
Okay. How would, say you went to somebody's house and they cooked something that you didn't like or you couldn't eat, upset your stomach or something like that. How would you politely say that?
Well, I'd politely say it disagrees with me that I couldn't touch it, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Be better not to touch it than to touch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scribbling away here. You wouldn't say, I don't care for any, or don't choose
any? Well, something similar.
Uh-huh. I guess before that, somebody's liable to say, say they got some nice asparagus, liable to maybe pass it to you and say what to you?
Well, ask if you want any, I guess.
Okay. Let's say help yourself or...
Or help yourself, either way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If you have, say, somebody cooks a whole mess of food and